This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Just Women, the weekly talk show here on Brooklands Radio. And it's Just Women for the next hour, talking to very interesting, intriguing and, of course, inspiring women. Now, as you know, if you're a regular listener to Just Women, there are normally two of us talking to our three guests. But today, it's just me. I'm Alison Florence, so I'm very excited to be able to chat for nearly an hour to our three guests, who I'm sure you'll find very interesting and inspiring. So if you'd like to join in with any questions or comments about today's programme, please email us, and that's studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk, and we'd love to hear from you. So later in the programme, we'll be hearing from Cassie Starr, and she's the president of Weybridge Women's Institute, and she'll be talking about the Institute's work in Weybridge. And then we'll also be hearing from Sabina Malik, and she's the owner and founder of Vivian Nails London. And for a lot of people listening, I'm sure nails is a very large part of their life, so tune in. But to start with today, I'd like to welcome into the studio Sharon Ferrari of the Weybridge Town Business Group, who will be organising a community day to communicate and coincide with Ride London event. So we'll hear about that later. But first of all, welcome Sharon.
Thank you, Alison.
Did you actually set up the Weybridge Town Business Group, or has it been going for some time?
It's been going for quite a number of years. But we revitalised it a couple of years ago, mainly a core group of three of us, and we have a meet. We meet regularly and try and get the town's businesses together on at least once a month.
Right. So, when it was set up originally, how is it different from how it is now? How have you changed it?
I don't think it's changed. I've only been part of it for the last 2 years, so I can't comment on what it was like for the last 5, maybe even 10 years. But we've tried to introduce more of the businesses into the group to try and put a little bit more pressure on the local council to bring in more interesting things into the town and try and get the town looking pretty again.
So what sort of things would you want the council to do that they haven't done so far?
Well, it's obviously, I think everyone's a little worried about the level of footfall in the town. We get lots of comments on they could make it look prettier, flower planting, better signage. No one really knows which way the station is, the town centre, etc. We have many, many fantastic historical points to our town. That needs to be better advertised, just to try and raise awareness of Weybridge. And I always say, let's try and make Weybridge a go-to town rather than a go-through town.
Mm-hmm. So is it all about money, do you think? Because there's so much that needs spending, isn't it, on even just like road repairs because of all the extra traffic that's around. So budgets are probably quite tight. So is that what's stopping them doing it, do you think?
I think so. It is. Money is always going to be the bugbear of getting anything done in one's town. But it's also talking to them and getting their ear, making them listen to you, getting them to come along and support you in the meetings and everything that we try and do. And the councillors are actually very supportive.
So I suppose they're quite limited to just what their budgets are, aren't they?
Of course they are.
Mm. So this group, it's got a lovely online website, but you say they have meetings as well where people meet face-to-face to discuss things, do they?
Yes, once a month, and we actually have one. Our next meeting is on the 4th of July, based in Waitrose Canteen. And if anyone's interested, do come along at 6 o'clock. As I say, it's at in Waitrose Canteen. Come along, listen to what we have to say. We'd be delighted if anyone would actually like to volunteer and help in any of our events in the future. It's very difficult to get people to volunteer.
It's often a time factor these days, isn't it, as well?
It is. People have got very busy lives. Not everyone has their own business. And so they give up all their own spare time. But we don't ask for very much of people's spare time. A little can go a long way.
Now, you say it's a Weybridge Town business group. Does that mean in order to come along to one of the meetings, you have to be part of a business?
No, not at all. We encourage all sorts of people from all walks of life to come along and support us and give us their input. I mean, it's three people. It's not good enough. It needs to. We need to be able to spread the word further and further afield.
And how do you personally get involved then?
We have a chairman, Paul, who organises all the events, all the meetings. But there are a core of two people, Jill Eastwood and myself, who deal with all the events. We try and put on as many events as possible. We hope to be doing four this year. We put on one for the... We had a bake-off competition back in April, which was a huge success. And we will be doing that again next year.
Yeah. So does it just feature things happening in Weybridge? Because obviously being called Weybridge Town Business Group, you tend to think, well, that's just Weybridge. But does it go further afield than Weybridge?
No, our little group just concentrates on Weybridge. Walton has their own, and all the neighbouring towns have their own little committee groups.
Because actually on your website it said Weybridge and surrounding area or something?
Well, I suppose Weybridge is quite large. You've got Oatlands, you've got Churchfields. Weybridge is pretty vast. So, but it doesn't go as far as Walton. Although we encourage people with businesses in Walton to come along and talk to us, give us the benefit of their experience. You know, we'll meet up with anybody for their experience. Mm.
So what's actually featured on your website if people want to know what's going on?
All our events, our next meetings, what our agenda is for our next meetings, what we're planning, all the upcoming planning events that we're talking to the council about. We have a big streetscape scheme that's being put forward at the moment. We're hoping, and details of that is on the All About Weybridge website. We're hoping to totally redevelop the front of Waitrose, so coming from Winkworth's, the corner of Elm Grove, right the way round to the Monument Green, and that will give us a better site to hold our events and anyone else that would like to do anything in the town. That will give them the opportunity. All the toilets are coming out, the telephone box is coming out, and it's going to be totally redesigned. Mm-hmm. So we're just waiting for finance approval from the council on that.
Now, I notice also on your website you have things like dentists' practices and doctors' practices. If someone wants to actually put their business on there, do you actually look at what they've done to make sure they're reputable, or is it just a matter of them putting their stuff on?
No. Chris from the who heads up All About Weybridge, he is the person to get in contact. His contact details are on the site, and he will talk you through where it's best to place your advertisement. On it's really his website that we are part of.
Right. So he would actually check these people out rather than putting people on who...
Oh, absolutely. Perhaps, yeah. Yes.
Because that's sort of not good for a website, is it, if you go on there and think, oh, that was rubbish, or, you know, I didn't really like that business.
No, it is vetted by Chris.
Good.
So.
Okay. Now, I know that you're actually organising an amazing event, which is coming up at the end of July.
Yes.
And that's sort of going to actually be a community day to coincide with the Ride London event, which has become very high profile over the last few years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Well, we thought we'd do... We did similar last year, and we thought rather than have a charity of our own that we would challenge, we'd open it up to community groups, and they can fundraise for themselves, raise awareness for whatever they are doing within the area. So we have a few that are managing to come along, because I know it's very difficult with all the road closures. We've got Churchfields Allotments, we've got the Weybridge Beekeepers Society, Chris Bicknell, it will be there, challenging the Weybridge Day Centre in trying to get people more involved with the Day Centre. The Weybridge Ladies Rowing Club are also bringing an ergo rowing machine down.
What's an ergo?
Well, it's a rowing machine, but other than that, I'm not actually sure, so you have to come along.
Obviously, if we were fitter, we'd probably understand what it was.
Yes, I think so. Yes. Sorry, I've not.
No, no, I'm not. In fact, I think Brooklands Radio are covering the event
Brooklands
as well.
Brooklands Radio are there again.
So for anyone who can't make it that day, if they tune into Brooklands Radio, they'll be able to hear what's going on, which
listening.
Is always good. And I think one of our Brooklands Radio presenters, Jill Bennett, is actually taking part in the cycle race.
Oh, is she?
So,
oh, fantastic.
So it's a good opportunity to say good luck, Jill, to
yes,
to her
absolutely.
There. So if there's any other organisation listening or hears about it, can they contact you and actually still have room to come along?
Yes, of course. All our details are on All About Weybridge on the website. You could also obviously contact Brooklands Radio or pop in and see me in my shop, Geminera, in the lovely Baker Street. And yes, of course, still time, still places. Come and see us. Mm. Any charitable events, scout groups, any community groups, we'd be delighted to have you there.
So it has to be one that's sort of non-profit making that
ideally
takes part in
yes,
the day.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Okay. And whereabouts are they actually going to meet then and set up?
Meeting on Monument Green, which is outside of the Ship Hotel. Set up is from 8 a.m. Or the little market that we've got a little artisan market. We've got about 24 market stores where you can come buy lots of lovely artisan crafts and food. That starts at 10 o'clock and it will go right through till 3 p.m.
So are the roads actually going to be shut around here for the cycle race?
They are, yes. And they will be closed, I believe, from 7 a.m., they will open briefly at about midday and then close again. I think it's about 1 o'clock for the more of the riders to come through the town. Yeah. But so the best way, if you don't live in Weybridge and you can't walk to the green, best way to approach it is via the M25, come round the back and through Portmore Park Road. Mm. And there's parking, obviously, in Waitrose car park.
So for people who want to set up their stand, they would have to come reasonably early in the morning then, would they?
Yes, and they will also be taking advantage of the M25 route and parking in the back of Waitrose.
Right, okay. So that's happening on 30th of July.
On the Sunday, yes.
On the Sunday. So what other events have you actually set up for Weybridge Town?
We have another one we believe is going to be on the 30th September. We haven't actually finalised what shape or form that's going to take yet. So that's we're just waiting to sort of finalise that one. But our next one that is firmly in the calendar is our Christmas market event on the 2nd of December. That may take a little different shape, but at the moment that will still be on Monument Green. But we will let everyone know where that is going to take place a little nearer the time.
And your next meeting where people can come along to?
It's the 4th of July at the in the Waitrose canteen. Just sign in at the customer service desks first.
And what time would that be?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. And do you have to let people know that you're coming first or you just turn up on the night?
Please just turn up.
And who would you like to come along if you said, I'm really interested in these people coming along. Who would it be?
Ideally, people with a vested interest in Weybridge and anyone that would like to volunteer to help with our events and anyone with an idea to help Weybridge prosper.
Mm. So any sort of top tip on how you can actually help Weybridge?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, thank you. You've put me on the spot.
Well, you're obviously very enthusiastic about Weybridge.
I am. I live in Weybridge. I have a business in Weybridge. And I'd like to see it busier. I'd like to see more people come and shop and just spend time in our society.
Mm-hmm. And for anyone who doesn't know, what are the historical sites around Weybridge that people might not know about?
Thank you, Alison.
So you said there are lots of things that aren't signposted and things.
Well, there are. And because you put me on the spot, it's gone right out of my mind. But obviously, Brooklands Racetrack, the museum at Brooklands, that's the main one that I can think of at the moment.
And Oatlands Park Hotel had quite a high profile in its day, didn't it?
Yes. Of course, of its historic background with Henry VIII, and likewise, and they do loads of... Oatlands do have their own little fairs and that sort of thing, so they've got quite a high profile in
a lovely place to live.
Yes, it is.
Right, would you like to just give our listeners the details of where they can log into your website, and then all the things we've talked about hopefully will be on there?
Yes, so it's all the W's, all about Weybridge, and look for news and events.
Right, well, thank you very much, Sharon, for coming in. And good luck, and look forward to seeing all those nice flowers and signs and things
Absolutely.
Going up in Weybridge.
Let's hope.
I know who organised that. Sharon Ferrari of Weybridge
thank
Town
you,
Business
Alison.
Group. So thank you
very
for joining
much.
Us. Now, coming up next, it's one of my favourite subjects. Shame it's not television to show you, but it's nails. So, and we'll be talking with Sabina Malik about that. So please stay with us.
This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Apple devices and IT systems are a crucial part of modern-day businesses. Any business can be seriously disrupted by unexpected IT failure. If you're a business owner and your company needs peace of mind Apple Mac support, please call 07907 795000 or visit www.rafalcookler.com and speak with Rafal, your local Apple-certified support professional today. That's 07907 795000. For peace of mind, Apple support.
In Guildford and the County of Surrey, there's a wide range of things to see, do and enjoy. If you're looking for somewhere to eat, somewhere to stay, or somewhere to take the family, or perhaps you want to visit the countryside or indulge your passion for art, culture and heritage, explore bustling towns or take in a show, find a place that's romantic and peaceful. Whatever you're looking for, you'll be spoilt for choice. You'll find so many things to do. Visit Guildford.com is the place to go to plan your days and nights out. You can also book tickets, making us your one-stop shop. So go on, log on now to visitguildford.com. Great times are just a click away.
Hi, Dan here. Join me every Tuesday evening from 6 till 8 for great music and anything else that catches my eye. At 6:30, we'll have the Amdram Shoutout, a chance for a local theatre group to let you know what they're up to. From 7, it's the 80s hour. Spend your Tuesday evenings with me, Dan Curtis, on Brooklands Radio.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.
And welcome back to the programme. Now, nails are in fact one of my favourite subjects, and I sometimes think I have a bit of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, regarding making sure that my nails match my outfits. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners today will feel the same way. So really looking forward to hearing about Vivian Nails. So welcome to you, and thank you very much for coming in. First of all, how did you develop an interest in nails in the first place?
I think it was at the time when I had my first child, whose name is Vivian, and I realised I wasn't as flexible anymore to go to the nail studio as a parent. And I decided to learn how to do nails, first of all, just for my own use, in between salon visits, just to save some time, because it didn't fit into the schedule that I had with my first child to be able to go to a nail studio. And I think the most annoying thing was when I chipped a nail that I had to make that extra appointment just for one nail. I was running around looking for someone just to repair the one nail. That's why I decided to get my own kit and learn from there before I qualified.
So did you actually do a training course on nails then?
I did, and I qualified in the end because I did enjoy doing my own nails so much.
And how long did it take to learn all there is to know about nails then?
Well, I did my course in Germany, and there we know the Germans are quite specific and quite detailed. So we did a lot about the nail anatomy and skin, hair and nails. It's all connected. So it's quite a deep course. And it took a good, I would say, intensively a good 2 months. It's good to know what's sort of going on in the body as well, so that you know what the nail conditions are, because it's not always just on the outside.
So Germans take more care of their nails than we do over here, do they?
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But I would say the course is quite intense for the nail design.
So did you learn a lot which you thought, gosh, I never knew that about nails, when you went on your course?
Absolutely. First of all, I didn't know that the nails were only made up of three very paper-thin layers. And one thing I learnt that everybody says, nails don't breathe, because they're afraid to cover up their nails. Oh, you need to let them breathe. Nails don't breathe. It's the same as hair.
And what about diet and things like that that can actually help or hinder your nails?
Diet is a big thing for skin, hair and nails. And sometimes when you have marks on your nails, there are specific symptoms as to what's going on. I don't claim to be a doctor, but you do kind of like find out what it could be, so that the person who's having their nails done, you need to be able to analyse whether you can actually do a nail treatment or not, or whether it's best for them to consult a doctor first.
So what sort of things would medically be wrong with you if you had bad nails then, do you know?
It can be lack of nutrition or psoriasis. Psoriasis is not a good is not a good condition to put nail stuff on, whether it's gel polish, because it is a skin condition and it's not going to stay on anyway. If you've got wavy nails, or if you've got a kidney, even if you've got a kidney condition or a liver condition, it can actually show up on your nails.
Gosh, that's amazing. I never knew that. So you opened your original business in Germany, did you?
I had a small nail studio at home to start with, because that fitted around my little Vivian. Then I came back to the UK and figured out how I can get my products that I learnt with and that I was using in Germany here in the UK.
And you couldn't?
I couldn't.
And why was that then?
Because it was expensive for it to be shipped over. And I literally watched the person who supplied me with my nail products in Germany grow from a web shop into supplying kits and gel polish and generally nail design products to home users.
So why did they do that in Germany then, and we didn't do it over here?
I have no idea, and that's where I jumped in. Because I thought, this is something that we need here in the UK, a retail concept to give people the choice of doing their own nails between salon visits, just like you would if you were topping up your roots, or if you wanted to buy shampoo from your hairdresser and take it home for that salon feeling, that you can actually have that salon feeling at home. It's generally more for quickness. There's nothing more annoying than having your gel polish half off and you don't know how to take it off. If you've got your gel polish remover at home, then you can just quickly take it off at home. It's not rocket science.
So you need special remover for gel rather than just ordinary nail polish?
Absolutely. You need 100% acetone. And there are different levels of acetone where you buy, but we provide all of those products. We've got 2,500 products online, and we sell at retail, so anyone can buy with us. And the great thing about us is you can contact us and we show you how to do it. We tell you how to do it. If you're having trouble getting started, or your gel polish isn't lasting long enough and you want to know why, you have a contact point, which is what you don't have if you buy from online shops, or if you go to a drugstore or a supermarket or a department store. The shop assistant's not going to show you how to do it.
Well, it's because they don't know, do they?
Exactly.
They don't. I mean, it's amazing now that when I think back to when I was a lot younger, there were very few nail products and very few colours. It was just all like orange, pink and maybe red. Whereas now you can get black and white and yellow and green and all sorts of colours, can't you? Which is just amazing.
Yeah, we've got 150 gel polish colours online.
Does that make it very stressful deciding which one of those 150
I think
you
that's about the only problem that our customers have is deciding which colour. And we've got 100 hard gel colours. So I also introduced into the UK a hard gel that is a non-soak-off gel, which acts like a protective layer on your natural nails and stops them from chipping. And it is housework proof, gardening proof. I've put it to the test. So the hard gel that we have online is really a very good product.
So hard gel would be what you just put on before you put a colour on or after you put a colour on? Or
the hard gel is like a protective layer on your nails, and then you can get a hard gel colour that you can put on before you put your gloss on. And that lasts 4 to 5 weeks.
Because I like to change a colour to match my outfit, so sometimes I can change mine virtually every day. Would you say that was bad for your nails to do that, or not necessarily?
Not really. Hard gel is probably not the right solution for that then, because it is a non-soak-off gel, so you'd have to wait for it to grow out. I wouldn't recommend filing it off. It's like dyeing your hair. You can't take the colour off. You have to wait for it to grow out, and this particular hard gel is exactly the same. What's bad for your nails is the preparation, and the preparation is key. If you're taking off too much of your natural nail before you get started on any treatment, it's going to damage your nail. Gel doesn't damage nails. It's the preparation that's key.
And what is the preparation?
The preparation, I never use electric nail files when I do treatments on natural nails. All my work is done by hand. And it's when you prepare your nail to put on gel polish or gel, you just literally buff away the natural shine, because you do have these three paper-thin layers that are crisscrossed on your nails. And the minute you take an electric nail file or a nail file onto your natural nail and file it down, it is going to take at least one layer, 1.5 layers of your natural nails off. So it's just about buffing the natural shine off just to make it prime ready.
So it's not only the products that you sell, meaning the colours and things, but you also sell sort of tools and equipment, don't you, as
yes,
well?
Yes, we've got all
so
the brushes.
So what sort of tools and equipment would you need to have nice nails?
Well, to have your starter kit at home, you need a UV or an LED lamp, and even those are sourced from Germany.
That's to dry your nails,
isn't it? That's to dry your nails. So gel polish is used with a UV or an LED lamp. And you need your colours. Our base and finish is a 2-in-1 product, which is great because you save on a bottle. You can use it as a base coat and a top coat. And in our starter kit, we provide things like the gel polish remover, the primer, and we do put instructions in with the starter kit. But like I said, you can email us on Facebook, personal message us, or on Instagram, or send us an email and say, look, help. How do I get started? And if you're too far away, I'm in Surrey, we can Skype. We do Skype calls.
Because I know you did have a store in Woking at one time, didn't you, which you haven't at the moment. So are you planning on opening another store?
Absolutely.
Where people can actually come in and talk to you like I am and actually see what you're doing and get you to do it for them rather than doing it for themselves?
Absolutely. So our store in Woking was for a year. We had a contract for a year, so it was like a pilot project. And it was described as nail heaven, which was really lovely. Oh. And we did do 15-minute tutorials in-store where we showed people on one nail how to prepare their nail. And that was very, very popular because they bought their kit, they saw how I did it. And some customers actually came the next day and showed me their results. But a lot of customers also wanted to treat themselves, and we weren't prepared for that question. Mm. So the next store will definitely be a retail store with a salon on top. So
any plans for where it might be or when?
It is very difficult to find the right location, but we're hoping that will be in the next year.
And in this area, hopefully.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kingston, Richmond, somewhere in this area. Right.
So I know I said earlier about things developing over the years. How can you see nails developing even further in the future?
I think from listening to our customers, there are so many people, because you can't see your hair and your face, so many people don't wear makeup, or you know, they're not too religious about going to the hairdressers, but because you can see your hands and your feet all the time, there are so many people that just love to have nice hands, and I think nails is always going to be a big fashion over the years. But I think choices are always good, so you can have the choice to have it done if you've got the time. If you haven't got the time, you've always got your kit at home. so that you can do it yourself.
And how long would it take then to do it at home?
Gel polish, once you've got the knack, the same as in a salon, half an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, as long as that.
It's just like putting nail polish on, but you put it in the lamp to dry it instead of sitting there waving your hands for 10 minutes.
Because I sometimes do mine at the bus stop, so obviously I'm not spending 45 minutes unless I have to wait for a bus that long.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting. So what do you think about all these things that you can put on, like bits of glitter and stars and, you know, faces and things? Are they popular now?
They are popular, and I can't put an age on that either. It's we had you know, people my age buying glitters, and prom queens buying their glitters. So it's all a matter of taste, and we provide as many products as we can for each taste.
So you'd provide little glittery bits to put
on? We've got Swarovski stones, we've got glitters. I think we've got about 80 different shades of glitters online.
Wow. And is it easy to get those off as well?
It'll come off with the acetone.
Well, yeah, that's good. Now, I know you actually had an open day at Brooklands Hotel recently, didn't you? How did that go? Did you find that was very popular and people were really impressed by what was on offer?
Yep. We had quite a few of the spa guests come to visit us, and there were a couple of weddings on that weekend. Mm. So, and obviously Vivian Nails being a very brand new product, people are nosy to find out what's going on when something's new. Mm. And we did very well on that day.
Mm. And you do offer design parties and workshops as well, don't you?
I do.
Any of those planned at the moment? I presume design parties and workshops could be done in someone's house. Could they like a...
Yes, that's
not.
Right. So we offer nail design parties where I don't come to your house and do it for you. You actually do it yourself or on each other. So it's like hosting a party at home. You provide the nibbles and the wine, and I bring the products. Obviously, there's free gifts involved for the host. Mm. And people have a fun evening either doing their nails themselves or doing each other's.
And how could somebody book one of those then?
It's all online under Nail Design Parties. If you go onto the website, which is vivian-nails-london.com, and it's in the top bar where you can see book your own nail design party.
And then workshops would be somewhere else where you could go along just to see what was going on.
Yeah,
any of those planned?
We have the Brooklands Hotel offering to support us with that. So if anyone wanted to have a more intense workshop on how to do their nails, we do a beginner's course that covers gel and hard gel at the same time. So yes, those will be, they're pretty new on the web shop at the moment, so we'll be promoting those soon.
Good. And so just to look at your website.
Yes.
So can you just give us maybe two or three top tips for someone who hasn't ever really looked after their nails of how they could start doing that?
Yes. Never cut your cuticles. Cutting your cuticles just makes it worse. It makes the skin grow back even harder. I think the cheapest way to do it and the best way to do it is to use a natural oil like olive oil. Just oil your cuticles after the shower, and if there is a bit of skin hanging off, just clip them with cuticle pliers. Always keep your hands hydrated with a good hand cream.
Good, right. Well, that's fascinating, actually. Even I, who think I know about nails, has learnt lots today. So thank you, Sabina, for coming in and telling us about it. Now, in the final part of our programme today, we'll be talking with Cassie Starr, and she's the president of Weybridge Women's Institute. So she'll be talking about the Institute's work here in Weybridge. So hopefully you'll still be with us.
This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
Our relaunched shop and post office in Church Street, Weybridge has an improved retail offer, and we provide the vital services you need from your local post office. We have 20 foreign currencies on demand and the new simple and safe travel money card that's prepaid multiple currencies on one secure card. Plus, for the last 10 years, we've been number one for travel insurance, as recognised by the UK travel industry. And for tax-free savings, we have the Premier Cash ISA. So pop in and see us at 24 to 26 Church Street, Weybridge. We are open 7 days a week, including Sundays 10 till 2. The Post Office, Weybridge. Convenience on your doorstep.
The Hampton and Kempton Waterworks Railway runs every Sunday from 10:30 until 4. Enjoy a ride behind Darrant, a 1903 steam engine. No need to book, just turn up and take the next train around the Hanworth Loop. A very special day on Sunday the 9th for Teddy Bear's Picnic. Bring your teddy for a free ride for both of you. The railway is off Snaky Lane, Hanworth. Follow the signs to the Kempton Steam Museum. Lots more information by checking our website, hamptonkemptonrailway.org.uk. The magic of steam railways on your doorstep. Open every Sunday, 10:30 till 4.
I know how to avoid a soggy bottom. I know the name of cinema's most famous white shark. I know all the things you can do with a Maris Piper. And I definitely know the TV show that made this music famous. But I don't know my state pension.
There's a simple way to find out when you can get your state pension and how much it'll be. Search Your State Pension and get to know yours.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.
And welcome back to the final part of today's Just Women. Now, today I'm welcoming into the studio Cassie Starr. So welcome to the studio.
Good
welcome
afternoon.
Welcome to our programme.
Thank you.
Now, I'm amazed by how much the Women's Institute has changed over the last 50 years, because I can remember my granny telling me about when she went to her WI, the highlight was the tea and the cakes. But now there's so much more that the organisation, which we're going to hear about, actually gets involved with, isn't it? So did you actually start the WI here in Weybridge, or had there been one before?
There was a WI in Weybridge a number of years ago, and I believe it folded around 6 or 7 years ago, but I don't know any more than that. I wasn't involved. But yes, in answer to your question, I did found this branch of the WI, the new Weybridge WI, along with two other ladies.
So why did you decide that there was one needed then?
Well, actually, I went to join Walton WI, which is where I live, and there was a wait list. So an advisor from Surrey got in touch and said there'd been some interest in the area. Would I like to come along to a meeting to discuss founding a new one? So I went along, and as you do, before you know it, you're the president.
Wow. So what does that actually involve for you then?
The president really is the linchpin, so I hold all the other pieces together, but there's no way I could do it without my fantastic committee and all the members. Everyone pitches in.
So is it quite easy to find people who are willing to help? Because so many organisations that are run by volunteers say people want to come along, but they don't actually want to do anything.
I think that's an age-old problem, that you'll always get some people that just want to turn up and have a couple of hours to themselves, enjoying themselves and relaxing, and they don't want to do any extra, and that's fine, as long as you've got enough people that do help. Yeah. So sometimes you need to work on your negotiation skills a little bit and try and get people involved. But generally, we've got a fantastic collection of women that we don't find it's a huge problem. We always seem to get enough people together to do what we want to do.
So how many people have you actually got who are enrolled to be members?
I believe it's 73. Wow. It could be 74 by now. But yes, last count, I think it was 73 members.
And do you have a waiting list like the Walton one did?
We don't, because we moved halls, actually. So we spent our first year at St James's Church Hall, and we just outgrew the room that was available. So we swiftly moved to the community centre, and it's such a lovely big space that we now have, you know, a lot more flexibility. And of course, every month not everyone turns up, so we often don't have 73 members sitting in the room, so we don't have a wait list. Everyone is welcome to come and join us.
Now, there's lots of networking groups around here, aren't there? So would you say that the WI is another networking group, or is it something perhaps a bit more social?
I think that the difference between networking groups and the WI is actually the fact that we don't particularly talk about what people do and their outside lives. In fact, a lot of the women that I've met there, I don't know what they do for a living or if they're married or have children or not, because we talk about other things. Of course, the more you get to know people, you do start to know them on a personal level. But I think what a lot of people like is the fact they can walk into the room. They're not trying to sell themselves. There's no judgment. You know, everyone's there for the same reason and just wants to have a nice time.
Because I think that's also nice if you don't have a business, because if people come up to you and say, oh, what do you do? And you say, well, I'm a stay-at-home mum or something, they feel they're sort of not in the same league as these other people who've got successful businesses.
I agree. And the recent feedback I've had from members that I've, you know, managed to talk to one-on-one is exactly that, that they just love the fact that they can rock up and nobody asks them those sort of questions. Obviously, it comes up as you get to know people, but it's for everyone, all women of all walks of life.
And I think also, if you've got a business, it often does you a lot of good to be able to turn off just for an evening.
Absolutely.
And not feel you've got to promote yourself, and go and chat and have a good time, have a laugh, you know, nice cup of tea or whatever.
Exactly. The tea and cake you mentioned, of course.
Wow. It's still going strong, is it?
Very important.
Do you even include a glass of wine occasionally now?
Occasionally, yes. For our big occasions, we have been known to get the corks popping.
That sounds good. So what age can you join, or is there no limit to Women's Institute?
Just age 18 up.
Okay. Because I think years ago it was almost thought it was an organisation for retired women and whatever, didn't it? It had that sort of older
theme. It does have
theme.
That attached to it. I think as Weybridge we are changing that a little bit, and we are known amongst other WIs in the area as the young ones.
Oh, that's good. And
that's just an effect of the people that founded it and the people we know that have then joined, and it's spread, you know. So, but we have older members too. I mean, we don't discriminate. Everybody's welcome.
So what is your age range, do you know?
I think the youngest member's probably about 25, and probably I haven't asked people's ages, but I would say we have a few ladies in their 70s.
That's good. Often it keeps you young, I think, when you go and do social things anyway, that people are surprised that you're that old, really.
Absolutely, and I find it really interesting to talk to the older ladies, because I think we can learn a lot from them.
Yeah, definitely. So you meet once a month on a regular basis.
We do.
And where do you meet and what time?
We meet at the community centre, which is just off the high street behind the banks, Churchfield Place. And we meet on the third Thursday of every month, except for December, I should say that, at 8 p.m, 8 till 10.
And what happens at those meetings then?
We usually have a speaker or an activity, so there's always something planned. Of course, you have to go through the WI business, where we make announcements, talk about outings we've been on, groups that are meeting up, all the extra stuff that people do in between the monthly meetings. Sometimes you have to vote, protocol, things like that. But generally, we have a speaker or an activity planned. For example, last month was our big summer party, and we had a steel band, and we did hot food as well. So that was a really fun one, and alcohol. Next month is Indian head massage workshop. And then in August, we have a lady coming from Kew Gardens to talk to us about that.
So who decides on the speakers, and what sort of subjects do you think?
The committee, although one person so far has generally been organising it, but everything is run through the committee. But we also ask members for ideas. So all year we have a suggestions box, and people can pop in ideas, general or specific, into the box. And we try and include members' ideas, obviously, when we're designing the programme for the following year.
And are visitors welcome to come along and attend your talks and things?
They are. You don't have to be a member to come. The only condition is that you have to be a woman. But absolutely, you can come and pay £5 on the door, just turn up 5 minutes early, and come and join in whatever we're doing that month. And if you then decide to join, you get your £5 back, knocked off the joining fee.
So what would the membership be for a year then, if you were joining as a member?
If you joined in January, it's £39 for the year, but it's prorated, so it goes down every quarter. So I think if you were to join in July, it would be £19.50, 6 months of the year.
Very reasonable, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's fantastic value, really, considering what you get for it.
And I know that you also do outings and things for your group, and you've got a very exciting up-and-coming one going on Snowdon.
Ah, yes. OK, so we have specific interest groups, such as a craft group, a photography group, and they're just run by volunteers within our membership, and they sort out all sorts of different meetings and outings. And we have a walking group, and it was decided that the walking group might like to walk Snowdon, and I am doing it myself, actually. So September the 16th we will be winging our way to Wales, and there's six of us taking on that challenge, and we're raising money for our chosen charity of the year, which is the Princess Alice Hospice.
So you choose a different charity every year?
We do. We didn't in our first year, but then at the end of the first year we chose one for our second year, because we've only been going 18 months.
So have you been doing a lot of training for your Snowdon walk, or are you naturally very fit?
I probably haven't done as much as I should have, but recently a few of us did a 12-mile walk around and up and down Box Hill.
Yeah.
And Snowdon's actually only about 8 miles, so it was actually longer and steeper, I believe, but I don't design the walks, I just go on them. So I had a few words with Becky, who sent us up this very steep incline that day. But yes, we're trying to meet up at least once or twice a month and do hilly walks.
So have you noticed a difference in your fitness level since you started doing this?
I definitely would say that I've been doing more walking since I joined the WI because, we meet up. Sometimes the midweek walks are just a couple of miles and you chat along the way and get to know people. So it's really fun. So I do try and get along when I can.
Yeah, definitely. So when you go to Snowdon, do they actually have a guide that takes you up? Or are you expected
No.
You just get a map and you go, do
we
you?
We just get a map and go. There's different paths. But again, I'm not organising it. I'm just going along. But yes, we've chosen our route. And we've booked our accommodation, so there's no going back now.
So it's obviously in aid of a very good charity, which is local to here. If anyone listening today would like to sponsor you when you're on your walk for the Princess Alice Hospice, how would they go about that?
Well, we haven't actually set up the sponsorship page yet, but we are about to. I'm imagining it will be either through Princess Alice itself or on Just Giving, but you could refer to our website if you want to do that, which is weybridgewi.com.
And when are you actually doing your walking tour of Snowdon?
The walk is the 16th of September.
Right, so you've got a few more months to get even fitter.
Yes, absolutely, and to publicise it.
Did you ever think you'd be doing anything like this?
I certainly didn't, actually, no.
Amazing. So what difference do you feel that the WI makes to those who join? What have you noticed?
That's a very interesting question, actually, because one of our resolutions this year was alleviating loneliness. Mm. And I think it's quite... It's been a friend to a lot of the members that have joined. So for many reasons, I think in society now, people can feel discluded, not part of something, or they just want a bit somewhere different to go without their husband sometimes, without their children. So it means different things to different people, but for me it's certainly been a sense of belonging and getting out into my local community.
So you work at the same time, do you?
Yeah, I'm self-employed, so that was where the distinction was made. When I was made redundant from my corporate job and started to become self-employed, I just found that I didn't feel that I belonged to something anymore, and I don't have children, so I don't get involved in schools and things like that, so I just wanted somewhere to join up locally and get to know people in the local area.
And I think often if you're self-employed and you work from home, it's quite a lonely sort of existence because you don't have people to interact with, do you?
Absolutely. And it can be like that. Yes. So that was certainly it for me.
It sounds nice to be able to manage your own time and be free to come and go as you please, but there's the downside, which is not having people to share your problems with or have a laugh with, and that's when you do need social occasions, don't
Definitely.
You?
Definitely. And I think for me it's filled that void.
Yeah. Now, the WI is actually a national organisation, isn't it?
It is.
So how much connection do you have with the national WI?
So National Federation communicate with us monthly with magazines and Twitter feeds, all that sort of thing, and they arrange their own outings that we can go to and join in on. But recently, a couple of weeks ago actually, I personally went to Liverpool for the national annual meeting, which was all paid for by the WI. I was a representative taking the votes for this year's resolutions from four local WIs up to Liverpool, where you actually listen to speakers and make decisions and vote.
So what sort of things took place at the meeting? A day meeting, was it, or a weekend?
It was a day meeting, and we had some guest speakers. We had Susie Dent from Countdown and the founder of Green and Black's Chocolate. So, you know, inspiring women that are very interesting to listen to.
Any samples of chocolate?
There was no. I think there was 7,000 of us in the audience, so that might have been a bit
too much. Yeah, made them bankrupt.
But then, you know, the most important thing, the reason that we're there is to listen to the resolutions, arguments and take the votes forward.
Yeah, so what sort of resolutions were they trying to pass on a national occasion then?
So this year's, they were both passed, there was two resolutions, the Alleviating Loneliness Campaign and also one on plastic soup, which is all about the microfibres that are entering our ocean through our washing habits. very interesting. Watch this space.
Right. So was that something that you hadn't heard of then?
I hadn't. I've heard of microbeads, which are the small plastic things that are in creams and face scrubs, but I hadn't heard of microfibers. And from speaking to people, I believe a lot of people haven't heard about them. And they're coming from man-made clothing, synthetic clothes, and when we wash them, microfibers shed and the washing machines don't capture them, and they end up in our oceans being eaten by crayfish and fish and all that sort of thing. So it's a really, really, really big problem, and there's not a lot known about it.
No, I wonder how they discovered that then.
Amazing. Scientists.
Amazing, isn't it? That means clothes are going to have to be made differently in the future then, in order not to pollute the atmosphere.
Buying choices, so people choosing maybe natural fibres instead of man-made. It's not always possible, but there are products you can buy, filters you can put in your machine. But I think the aim is that we're also going to put pressure on government to have filters in water, plants and things like that.
So it's amazing to think an organisation like this can actually try and influence governments, isn't it? When years ago it used to be just where older women got together to have a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Well, the foundation of the WI was, of course, during World War One, where they were trying to use up all the food and that sort of thing, and it's developed from there. But the WI has lots of successful resolutions, such as Keep Britain Tidy and Save the Bees and the More Midwives campaigns. They're three of the most famous ones, and all of those started as WI resolutions. So yes, we can have a real impact.
And what have those three actually done? More Midwives obviously helps people in childbirth.
Yeah, Keep Britain Tidy is the little logo that we see all over our bins. Just a campaign for people to stop littering and make people aware of the problem. And the Save the Bees campaign, well, everyone's heard of that one. It's obviously about keeping bees pollinating and not killing them off and keeping them going so that it doesn't affect our food chain.
So you have to make sure you know the difference between a bee and a wasp. Then, before
yes,
you kill it.
Very, very important difference.
Okay, that's good. And does the Weybridge WI have a link with the WI Sports Week as well that's arranged?
Yes, so WI Sports Week takes place in September each year. It's a new initiative done by National Federation.
Yeah.
And, you know, we will have, well, we have our Snowdon Walk for one in September to tie in with that. But we also, our speaker in September will be of an active background.
So. Right, amazing. So are there any sort of little hints you can give just to our listeners who might be thinking that they'd like to join the WI?
Absolutely. You can contact us if you want to speak. So you could email us, weybridgewi.com. That's our website. We've got a Facebook page, and I think my phone number is on the website as well. So if you prefer chatting, then you can always give me a phone call or just come along to one of our meetings, ask all your questions and come along and find out what we're all about.
When you say if you'd like to chat, you mean about the WI or if you want to be a speaker?
Both. We're always open to suggestions on speakers. We do have quite a lot of people contacting us, asking us, and only 11 meetings a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. You can always go on the list and be in consideration for the next programme that we're organising.
Brilliant. Well, I can tell your enthusiasm for it. So, you know, well done. And it's obviously providing a great service for a lot of people in our area. So thank you very much for coming in and telling us about it.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, I'd like to thank all our guests on the Just Women programme today. That's Sabina Manning from Vivian Nails, Cassie Starr, which we've just spoken to, president of Weybridge Women's Institute, and Sharon Ferrari of Weybridge Town Business Group. Three very interesting women, I'm sure you'll agree. And just to say, we're always keen to hear from other local women with interesting lives. So if you know someone who you think should be on our programme, if you'd like to email us at justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk with their contact details, and we'll get in touch with them and hopefully get them on a future programme. And details of all our past and future guests are on our website, brooklandsradio.co.uk/justwomen. You can also listen to this programme again on Thursday evening at 8 o'clock, and then it'll be on our website. So thank you for listening today, and now it's time to say goodbye from me, Alison Florence.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.